Hello friends, my name's Dara and welcome to another episode of Nighttime Reading. Today we'll read Bella's Fall Coat by Lynn Porn. Bella was little, but not as little as she used to be. Graham's ticked. You're going to burst your buttons, girl. It's time for a new coat. Bella shook her head. No, Grams, this coat is my favorite. You made it for me, and I want to wear it forever. Bella Marie, nothing lasts forever. Winter will be here soon, but whoosh. Bella was already outside. Bella twirled and whirled. She crinkled and crackled. She dove down deep and popped back up. When Grams jangled the lunch bell, Bella burst into the kitchen. Eek! Graham screamed. A leaf monster! Bella giggled. It's just me, Graham. Fall leaves are my favorite. Let's keep them forever. Well, I know a way we can keep them for a little while, said Graham. After lunch, Graham said, Now, Bella, about that coat. But whiz! Bella was already outside. She stretched and reached. She picked and plucked. She crunched and munched. Grams, Michael has pockets big enough for a whole tree of apples, said Bella. Can we make an apple pie? My favorite. Said Grams. I'm sure we can make something with these. After supper, with warm apple tarts for dessert, Grams tried once more. Your coat, Bella, it, but zoom. Bella was already outside. She sneaked and snooped. She honked and whistled. She flapped and flew. Oh dear, said Grams. I'm afraid these wings have flapped their last flap. I was flying away with the geese. I wish they could stay forever, said Bella. Can you fix my coat? Let's see what I can do, said Grams. But now it's time for you to get ready for bed. Grams tucked Bella in tight. The little girl, who wasn't quite so little, fell asleep and dreamed of her favorites. Bright orange leaves, crisp juicy apples, and soft white feathers. Meanwhile, Graham snipped and clipped. She pushed and pulled. She whirred and snored. The next morning, Bella awoke. Her eyes filled with white flakes. The first snow, said Bella. Can I go out and play in it? Not in your old coat, you can't, said Graham. You couldn't fix it? Bella said, her eyes filling with tears. No, kitten, but I'm afraid you're gonna have to wear this one instead. Bella slipped it on. She twirled and whirled. She stretched and flapped. She even found surprises in the deep, deep pockets. Grams, this is my new favorite coat. Thank you. I'll wear it forever. Bella saw her old coat drooping on the chair, sad and lonely. She picked it up. Grams asked, Where are you going with? But swoosh, Bella was already outside. That coat fits her perfectly, said Grams. Of course, said Bella. It's her favorite. The end. I hope you liked our story. Good night.